You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And if lockdown productions have taught us anything over the past year, it's that not having an audience can sometimes make for a really spectacular show, especially when it comes to staging and using the space of the theatre itself. I mean, I've spoken before about how companies have been able to use the wings and backstage and the auditorium and the front of house sections of a theatre to give their shows a new scope and scale that we never would have seen prior to lockdown. And it really is spectacular to watch when it's done well, which is exactly what this week's Spotlight On show does too. It's a brand new production of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet from the National Theatre, featuring an all-star cast that is led by The Crown's Josh O'Connor and Wild Rose's Jessie Buckley, who actually rose to fame on the BBC show I Do Anything back in 2008. So it's been so nice to see her doing well over the past few years. They play the title characters. But there's also a list of countless other staples within the British theatre community to be seen in this show. I mean, Tamsin Grieg, Adrian Lester, Shabam Sarraf, Deborah Findlay, and so on. I mean, it is the National Theatre, so you know that everyone involved is going to be 100% at the top of their game. But the show as a whole really has kind of come to fruition during lockdown. When the theatre shut last year, the cast for Romeo and Juliet were just about to go into rehearsals, which obviously then stopped because of the pandemic. But we know by now that the show must always go on, and so instead the creative team started working on transforming the space into something bigger and grander that still kept the essence of the stage. And so it was filmed at the National Theatre in December last year, making use not just of the stage, but also everything from the wings to storerooms to corridors. I mean, I've put the trailer in the post here, and if you watch it, you really do get a sense of the grandeur and scale of this production, which really does make it feel all the more dramatic, I have to say. And if you enjoy that trailer and you want to see Romeo and Juliet for yourself, the good news is that you can, and entirely for free. It'll premiere on the Freeview channel Sky Arts at 9 o'clock tonight. That's Sunday the 4th of April. Sky Arts is genuinely such a good resource, as well as being available if you pay for cable TV. They are also now a Freeview channel, channel 11 it is, so you can access amazing content like this even if you don't have Virgin or Sky or whatever. And every Sunday evening on Sky Arts at 9 o'clock, they tend to show a full theatre production. We've had things like The Sound of Music Live and Billy Elliot and all sorts, so definitely worth keeping an eye on the schedule each week for that. But tonight's one, on Sunday the 4th of April, it's the brand new, never-before-seen production of Romeo and Juliet at the National Theatre. Although I will say, don't worry if you can't watch tonight, or maybe you've come to this podcast after Sunday and think that you've missed it. It is being repeated. It'll also be on Sky Arts at 9:30pm on Monday the 5th of April, and then again at 10pm on Thursday the 8th of April. I'm sure it will be repeated after that. It's just that's the schedule for this week, and they tend to only do things one week at a time. But it's definitely one to keep an eye on, though, because A, the trailer for Romeo and Juliet looks fabulous. B, the cast are genuinely top-notch. And C, like, it's a new piece of theatre. And honestly, I still find it incredible, even a year on, that we are able to get such amazing content at a time when it would have been so easy to let things fall by the wayside. You know, the theatre industry could easily have gone, yeah, well, you know, venues are closed, so guess that means the industry is too. And Instead, we are getting incredible, innovative productions that have made theatre more accessible than it has ever been before. And I think that is such an amazing thing. So catch the National Theatre's brand new production of Romeo and Juliet at 9 o'clock tonight on Sky Art. And check the post here for a list of alternative dates when it's being repeated to make sure that you don't miss out. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. As I said on last week's episode, we are now into the Easter holidays properly here at the University of Nottingham. So there aren't any live Showtime shows for the next few weeks, but Spotlight On will still be here every Sunday at 7 p.m. to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.